You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Hey, Dance Moms fans. Bing is for doing right now. We're doing a recap of your favorite dance show and everything Abby Lee. This is the Dance Moms After Show at AfterBuzz TV. I'm Giselle Ugardi, and to my left here...
Hi, everyone. I'm Jason J. Carter.
To my right...
Hi, I'm Tony Moore.
And all the way to the right...
What's going on, everyone? I'm Chris Congero.
Are you
going
to spell it for us?
No, at the end, I will. Just wait. Stay for the end, and I will be spelling it.
If you're tuning in with us live, we are in Studio B today. You can join the conversation by giving us a call at 424-256-1633. I am not live tweeting today because my phone is dead.
Bring a charger. You don't have a charger with you?
But...
Rookie. I mean, you have your whole life with you.
I know. I usually do. My purse is gigantic.
Go get your purse.
I don't have it today. I had a very long day. But as always, Marissa is holding it down, not only in the booth in the studio here, but also in the chat room. So if you have questions, you can relay them to her and join our ever exciting and entertaining.
There's still chat rooms? Is this AOL?
I pretty much in the chat rooms. They were great, man.
Pretty much, but you signed in with Twitter or Facebook now. There's no ASL, or maybe there is. I'm not sure.
No, right? No, seriously. You can anything you can sign in on Facebook. I was making reservations for my boyfriend's dinner party on Wednesday. Please sign in with Facebook. I'm like, wow.
Story, Jason.
I know, it was great. It was just really,
I know. Where's the party at?
Was Abby Lee Miller there?
No.
Oh.
And Abby, if you're watching,
I'd like bring it back. No,
actually, I have issues with Abby Lee right now, because Abby has been in LA a myriad of times, and I mean, we still haven't gotten her to call in
yet. And she knows the show. I don't know.
What is that?
Have you tried to touch base with her?
We have.
And she has not called back, or what's the deal?
I think everyone
watches the show. The Dance Moms watch this show. Holly and Jill follow me on Twitter. I think they follow you on Twitter as well. We've had conversations
with them. Talked about American Idol with them. I mean, Abby,
in Pittsburgh, it is like 1 o'clock in the morning. Ain't nobody got time.
But when she's in Los Angeles.
No, she's in Los Angeles.
Oh,
well, everyone should tweet Abby and say, please appear on AfterBuzz TV because we love you.
And AfterBuzz TV.
Right. You know?
Yes. Oh, yes. At AfterBuzz TV.
It's about time, Abby. It's got to happen.
Yeah, come see us.
I think so. And this show has some really, really awesome super fans, awesome subscribers that tune in every single week that have these crazy debates, discussions. They fact check us, which we love, because if we don't get it right away, since we watch the show in real time,
they tell us what to say and what not to say.
They're there to update us.
Get your life.
No, they don't.
I mean, we have crazy dads coming for us via email.
It's true. So we'll have some shout outs a little
just
later.
Just protecting their kids.
I know.
Yeah.
That was my shout
dad
out
too.
Ooh. I know.
That was a bitter shout out.
Well, they know who they are.
Yeah.
Get your life.
Well, but thank
but
you for watching.
Preferably give us 5 stars on iTunes. All right, let's get into this episode, All is Fair in Love and War. This is season 3, episode 10. And I thought it was interesting that Abby calls out Chloe at the beginning, saying that making up choreography is all of a sudden a pattern. I was a little confused.
I didn't understand what happened because
all of a sudden Abby's like, oh, they're improvising. She doesn't use improvising. She says improving the whole thing. And then all of a sudden they're saying that Abby threw the choreography together. but yet she threw together improv, and so I didn't really understand the call out.
Yeah.
Did you?
I was confused too when she was like, Chloe, you're just going out there and doing your own thing. I was like, isn't that what everyone did?
Wasn't that what they decided last week as almost a punishment for what they did?
And then watching the number, I guess they all talk telepathically, because I could have sworn that they were all doing the same thing at the same time.
Oh, there was parts that were
Right before they went out, they said, okay, remember, we're going to do double lines here. So, yeah, I mean, they didn't want to look totally, you know, not put together. But, I mean, whatever, they won first.
Yeah, exactly.
The intro, the cross the floor was the problem.
And they were happy. It was good.
They were happy. It was like a moment for them, because they rarely have happy moments.
All right.
For the 2 minutes and 10 seconds on stage.
That is 2 minutes and 10 seconds of getting your life.
Now, whoever wrote that comment, now you're gonna have your extra get in your life.
Now she's gonna give us 1 star instead of 5 stars.
Well, shoot, now we have to listen to her and say, get your life all night.
It's okay. I got some stars I want to give too.
Where are you giving them?
Oh, God. At the Staples Center on each individual
seat. That you can have.
Where you'll be sitting. And
that's how I will denote which seats are yours is by the stars. So you can have a seat and get your life.
Oh, goodness. Hey,
Lounging with Tony on all platforms.
Gotta love him. It's hot here, man.
It is always hot here.
Y'all, I apologize. I bring the hotness every time I come in here. Excuse me for being hot chocolate.
I love this show. Okay, so anyways, let's talk about who was hot this week at Abby Lee Dance Company.
Me. Y'all didn't see my solo?
I didn't see your solo. Because you were down there and everyone else was up here.
You know what, Giselle, you got it.
You can have a seat
at the bottom of the pyramid.
Okay. Paige is actually at the bottom of the pyramid.
Where Giselle appears.
Further than Brooke. And then we have Kendall. Mm-hmm. Next up, we do have Brooke. And
well, good job for Brooke, because she really don't care about dance.
I'm sorry, wait, hold on. Brooke, every shot you see of Brooke is so bad. It's like
she's like over it.
Like, she's like, I just did a bump. No offense, but it's like, I'm here now.
Okay, come on. She's 14.
I know. Bye.
Let's leave those jokes for...
She's...
The Real Housewives.
But she's like, you're 14, you should be standing out, you should be a role model. Guys, I don't know. Colleen on YouTube said that Brooke obviously loves dance. She wants to be there. Otherwise, she wouldn't be so advanced in acrobatics. But I don't know. I feel like Brooke definitely has some natural talent.
Of course she does.
But like we were talking about the center stage reference last week. That, you know, she's got the feet, but the heart's not there. And neither is really the face a lot of the time. I don't know. What do we think?
Oh, no. The face is there. The face reads... I don't care about dance.
No, to be brutally honest about Brooke, though, again, great dancer, really talented. But
she got the lead this week.
Right, yeah, but she's probably going through that phase where it's just like, okay, we're in high school, you played sports, you were over sports for a while.
I didn't play sports, you know, I was in the marching band.
Yeah, I danced.
Well, whatever. I mean, whatever you were into, Brooke's probably there right now. Mm-hmm. And you know, some kids are probably a little bit more sensitive to their environment and the things that are going on, and maybe Brooke's one of those people, and then it's taking its effect on her by her not being interested or being disinterested in dance.
Or maybe she's just over the cameras being around.
Probably. I mean, not everyone wants to be a star, you know? I mean, they should, but not everyone wants to be a star.
I just thought of a setup. Shine bright, shine far.
No, that was bad as my bump joke.
I know there are girls out there that are like, oh yeah, I remember that song. Super Size 2 is coming, or Life Size 2.
Life Size with Tyra Banks.
Mm. Oh!
See?
I got it.
Marissa was over there jamming.
Next up we had Nia, and then we had Mackenzie on
Nia's
top.
Nia's moving up.
She was on the second tier last time too.
Oh.
That's good for her.
That is good for her.
Winning.
Maddie, you know, for the third week in a row.
I will say this, as far as with Nia, what I like about Holly is that Holly doesn't do what the other moms do as far as, like, you know, trying to kiss Abby's butt or anything like that. Like, she lets her daughter, like, you know, improve and work her way up the pyramid herself, right? And she's supportive wherever she is on the pyramid. She's not like, oh, Nia's at the bottom again. She's always like, oh, look at Nia. Good job, Nia. She's so supportive. True. I think that's how other moms, take notes.
She's very realistic.
She's a doctor.
And she's encouraging no matter what. She finds a silver lining in
her playbook
for Nia. Which is good. Which you know, I was thinking about this today too in regards to like the careers we lead here in Los Angeles, you know, with audition stuff. You have to find the silver lining regardless of the situation.
It's true.
And that, I mean, Holly is definitely displaying what most parents should display in regards to parenting, is, you know, support your kid no matter what, and also highlight the positive. She's showing the world what a strong black woman should be, and what
strong woman should be in general.
But I mean, in this case, she's a strong black woman, though.
Yeah, like strong woman,
unlike Nakia.
Oh,
yeah, quite the contrary. Very happy that she's not in this episode.
Yes,
it wasn't as eventful though.
Right. And that actually reminds me, during news and gossip, we do have a little info of another surprise guest that we will be seeing later this season. Perhaps another cameo from ABDC.
ABDC.
Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition.
AUDC?
ABDC. You said ABDC.
ABDC.
No, I'm going home. Goodbye.
You're going to do that
I'm
every
sorry.
Week now.
Sorry, AUDC.
Bless your heart.
Abby's Ultimate Dance
they
Competition.
They canceled that show, ABDC. Canceled.
Well,
for real?
Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition is currently casting for season 2.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ferocious.
So Abby will definitely be in LA again, and hopefully she'll be in here.
Yes, God, honey.
So the next competition is called Expression. No E.
X's are big.
I love the fact that you're like, it's expression, no E.
Well, it's like intensity, no 10, just a number.
Well, which I don't get. Like, does that add like an edge of coolness when you like just?
Oh, it totally adds an edge of coolness. You know that
stuff. Like,
I know they're fun with the logo.
You know,
because it's like intensity, right. Like perfect 10.
And like, so, and then like a no name city. How intense is that?
Where were they?
Bernardsville, New Jersey.
I've never heard of this place until today.
Your Dream is My Dream is the name of the group dance.
I think it was funny how Abby made Jersey out to be like they were going to like,
they're like,
Russia.
It's this close to New York.
Like, I grew up competing in the tri-state area, and Jersey, they had amazing dancers, but it's a give or take, you know? And now I judge out there, and sometimes I'm blown away, and sometimes I'm not.
I'm
you
from,
know?
I'm
it's
from
funny.
The Four Corners, and they have great dancers in the Four Corners area, like Utah,
they do.
Arizona.
No, they really do, all that whole area.
You know, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And I would think that's more threatening than Jersey.
Yeah, well, I mean, but there's more, the tri-state area is actually a more populous part of the country, so more people are dancing in that area.
Not necessarily.
It's like this close to Broadway, you guys.
I mean, that close.
This
close. Times Square.
It's this close.
It's like this close.
It's far away.
Yeah. I mean, those kids will have faces and turn out and no sickle feet.
None. Nothing. I still, like, I know we've mentioned this before, but I hate when the producers will pick the cut of the competition of, like, the worst dancer. It's just, like, the frumpiest flexed foot. Like, they'll do a leap and it'll be, you know, maybe 2 inches higher than maybe Abby Lee's leap. Ugh. Anyway, the group routine, Your Dream is My Dream, Mackenzie is not in it. They add a boy. They add Nick, who's so cute.
And really good.
I believe Nick is under 18, Giselle.
I said he was cute. I didn't say he was hot and I wanted to make out with him.
You just said it.
I just said he was
Here's
cute.
A question I have for all of us, I guess.
Oh,
it was interesting how they brought Nick in. And then I was thinking, while they were at the competition, obviously you don't have 6 students that run your entire studio.
Yes.
So where are the other kids?
Not on
like,
the show.
Every week, Abby goes to just a different competition with
those
the
kids
those from
kids.
The show.
Well, they're probably at the studio making the costumes.
For the kids. But if you guys notice, there are times where, like, you know, they use the transition shots. And they do shots of, like, the other classes of
and
the other kids that are
like,
taking.
Company.
Yeah, she has staff.
Because but, you would but think usually you want your, like, large group or production number to win everything.
Right.
Not your small group. And she only always has small groups.
But this is what, I mean, this is TV. This is what the show was centered around.
Right.
So other people exist.
I mean, they could have the 6 of them and just have the rest of the kids dancing behind them.
But,
the,
but that, that
which is
make
probably
any
what
sense.
Happens.
That wouldn't make any sense,
but
though.
But they don't have the money to give salaries to every single one of those dance moms and kids
they
either.
They could win as extras, I'm sure.
Right. They're
they'll find,
the
I'm
story.
Sure they will find a way.
A good 64-8 day rate.
They are not paying for, they're not paying for guest star and co-starring roles on here.
Copy credit.
Trade for copy.
Trade for food.
Yeah.
No lunch.
But, free know, dance classes.
Tony has a point, though. You know that it is for television. So I mean, you know this, of course, Chris. I'm not saying that you're oblivious to it, but it's for television, so they don't care. And in our world and what we're seeing now, no one cares about anyone else but these 6 dancers and these moms, you know?
I think it's refreshing when they bring in the
new talent.
Well,
new
Nick, talent. The guy dancer, hit the nail on the head with what I've been talking about with male dancers in general from what we've been seeing on Dance Moms, like, you know, with Candy Apples and their boys that were lackluster. This guy was exquisite.
Oh, I mean, he was amazing.
Ooh, and exquisite.
And I know the guy was good because, Chris, I mean, you're an amazing dancer yourself. And when you get, of course, and when you get into someone as a dancer, I'm like, boom, he must be good because you're a hard critic. You know, you're on about legs, technique, turns everything. Knees, so when feet, you're into it, I'm like, Chris approves, I approve. This guy was really, really good.
I thought it was great.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Solid.
And
reaction.
I thought the girl, I mean, I guess I'm jumping the gun, but there were some bent knees in that group dance.
He had a couple too.
I mean,
during the
he had less than all those girls did, though.
But he was.
There was a couple of hair flyaways I saw as well. I mean, for me, nitpicky.
Relax.
Oh, yeah, no, I do not like the flyaways either. I do not like. When I used to teach, I would be like, girls, go mat that hair. I'm like, go put a brush, hairspray, someone, come on.
Spit! Put a little saliva.
You can't go on stage with all that flyaway, but.
Just get rid of it now.
I know, and they're all little blondies, so you can see the little frizz, the little wispies.
You're like,
I was like, someone give me hairspray. Where's that hairspray?
People probably thought you were the dance dad.
Aquanet. Aquanet. Aquanet.
Not Aquanet.
Mackenzie gets a solo since she's not in the group dance. Maddie also gets a solo. And then there's another duet, Kendall and Nia. Why did Abby put Kendall and Nia back together when she was so upset about their duet the last time?
I thought this duet was better.
I didn't get it. The shovels really...
It was called Dig It.
Dig It.
I know what it was called.
Dig Which, who... It. I don't what do remember... You dig with? I think it was Jill that said this duo was obviously not made to be the winning duo.
Oh, it
which
wasn't.
Is which is clear. I mean, that's
she said the choreography.
That's
wasn't.
A no-brainer.
I just didn't like the combination in the first place. I don't see why she didn't put like Maddie and Kendall together or Kendall and Chloe. Like, why? I mean, I get Chloe's on probation, but.
But gee, she could have put Baryshnikov and I don't know someone else in that
right with the shovels.
Yeah, it was corny.
I see where you're going. I was
corny. Okay, okay. They could have Paula. They could have Janet and Paula doing it.
They could
have
put Nick in it.
Wax sauce. It would have been. They could have had Nick and Zach doing the combo, and it still would have sucked because it was just not that good of a
I didn't think
concept.
It was that bad.
It was that bad.
Maybe they could have added.
I thought it was better than
in there, and then
had,
they would have
the
maybe
last.
Had a better day.
They could have had Jalen and Jalen's dad doing it, and it would have been just as bad.
See, I didn't think it was that bad,
but perhaps a little better because Jalen could have thrown some head spins in there.
Yeah,
and they would have boy points.
See, this just reminds me.
Boom.
This reminds me when Mariah Carey's Glitter came out and everyone was like, this is not a good movie. And I was like, I didn't think it was that bad.
Whoa.
But hasn't history shown us?
No.
What?
No, Glitter was Oscar-worthy performance. Thank you very much.
I wouldn't say Oscar-worthy.
Mariah
but, I mean,
needed a Golden Globe, Emmy, Oscar. You know, I'm for real going home now. This is
I didn't think it was that bad. So dramatic.
So dramatic.
Leave Mimi out of it. Anyways, back to Dance Moms.
Back to
How
Dance Moms.
Yes.
And the gift that keeps on giving. No, I thought it was a great comparison.
Thank you.
We're all smiles tonight. Abby, what? What? Are you checking yourself out there in camera?
He's over here just smiling to the camera.
Well, I mean, what else am I going to do while Giselle's talking?
Maybe listen. Listen, maybe.
Ouch.
I'm listening, Giselle. You
I'm
go
listening.
On.
Yeah,
I'm going to
go
save
on.
My tears for my pillow as we go on. Okay, well, Abby starts off by saying, you know that the moms are up to something because they're all getting along.
Right.
And they are conspiring to set Abby up on a date because they are convinced that the guy Abby is... you know, all giddy over in L.A. is gay.
What's so funny about that is that I feel like I know the guy.
I know. I was like, no, they may be on to something.
Like, I'm going to keep
they
my
may
mouth.
Be on to something. They might have something there.
We won't implicate anyone, but...
There's no innuendos, but I feel like he's gay, too.
I mean, you don't even know who they're talking about, though. I mean, maybe you do.
But he thinks that he does.
Okay.
But whatever. Abby, whatever you have...
Get it, honey.
Get your life.
Yes, go
well,
on,
apparently
honey.
She...
I should have taken a tally of the get your lives.
We're on number four, actually.
Oh, at least.
How many do you have?
I can't see Abby dating someone, though. I mean, not saying that she's not capable of dating. I mean, everyone is there. Everyone needs love. But
she's busy.
Right, yeah, she's a
busy
woman.
She's
busy.
She
and,
has
like,
100
it
kids.
It looked like she was feeling it tonight, though. Like, she was... flirting and like giving eyes.
Let's talk about the date. Abby's type, you guys. George Clooney,
A younger George Clooney.
George Clooney speaks multiple languages, orders dessert.
She orders everything on the menu, and then most importantly, gets dessert.
See, but I think ultimately Abby likes different types of guys, which I always recommend to all of my friends that you be open and you don't just stick to a specific type. Like, everyone has their type.
And she seems she was open at the speed dating.
I thought she was very open.
I thought she was open at anything.
I don't think she did, seriously.
It's not like she was like, not like she's desperate. She's just one of those type of people that is just open to a nice fellow.
Go ahead. I was going to say, why do you think she was so opposed to Christy coming? I didn't understand that.
They're not getting along right now.
But still, I mean,
that was so
it's Abby's date.
Bad.
Like, she didn't even interact with the moms at all. They were just drinking at a table. And who knows what they were going to do with the kids? Like, were they going to go back later and pick them up? Like,
I think the kids were still in rehearsal, so they had enough time to kind of sneak away and go do stuff.
At 11 o'clock at night, the kids are still in rehearsal?
They were still in rehearsal. Yeah. Abby left
Gianna. I think it's sexy that Abby's into different... I think it's sexy when anyone's into different types of people. Because, like, especially in Los Angeles, you know, people have a type. Like, I want this, I want that. But when you're open to just, like, whatever, it shows, you know...
Instead of just going to one restaurant, you should just go to the buffet and have it all.
I agree.
What about when you find that restaurant you really like? You're like, I know everything I get from there is going to be good.
But then you just order the same thing every single time, because
if you keep going back to the same restaurant because what you had before wasn't good, then maybe you should try the restaurant next door.
Maybe you're just hungry again.
Marissa, are you a buffet eater or do you prefer to have the same meal repeatedly?
I like the same meal repeatedly.
Boo.
I do too.
Wow, Marissa.
But if there's a buffet there, I would get something.
Look, if it's on the menu.
You have buffets.
I'll nibble. Like, why not nibble? Yeah.
If it's on the menu, I'll order from time to time. But technically, I like the same thing over and over again. However, Abby doesn't. I mean, she was going in with.
I like to try different things on the menu, but I don't need to go to the buffet and try one of everything.
Right.
Boom.
And
there's your boom.
Expand your life.
There's your boom.
And plus, as you get older, around Abby's age, you realize, you know, or I'm not saying people realize what they like, so I agree. But in tonight's instance, it was nice seeing Abby.
But does Abby realize? Because it doesn't seem like she has a lot of experience dating.
I mean, we don't know her dating.
Yeah.
We don't know her dating life.
By the 50-yard line, which I didn't...
I love that she threw that out there.
She said that's where she... It kind of seems like she's like a hit it and quit it kind of a girl.
She said that's where she had sex.
Nice. She said that's where she did it.
I know.
Like, was that, like,
I mean, that
could have
been in high school, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, was that the first and only time?
How uncomfortable, though. Like, the grass is digging in your back. Like,
that's like doing it at the beach.
Maybe it was in the bleachers at the 50-yard line.
What if she got, like, grass?
Maybe it was in a box.
Wait, am I allowed to say beach?
What?
You didn't get it.
Well...
No. Because we were talking about sex.
You know, after BuzzFeed, we don't know where our head is today, tonight.
It's just this later time slot.
I think it's great. I love this conversation.
Wait,
that
getting
we're
back
having.
To I like I did
this is
like
why our subscribers and fans like us.
But no, I agree. Think. But Abby, I just this the mental picture of Abby doing it on the 50-yard line isn't.
You shouldn't have that picture.
I wasn't thinking about that, but
that's
I
what
gagged.
She meant. That's what she meant. I think
she was trying to give it out there.
Yeah,
she was
she's
being
like a freak.
Maybe she had a few glasses of wine and was just feeling herself.
She was feeling that the
who
brother.
Is,
it was with the
I think,
brother.
I think
who was your
the,
favorite? Who was your favorite?
I actually like the. It's between the retired football player, the black
Daryl,
and the guy whose
mom had a dance
Carl.
Studio. How perfect is that?
I thought it was good.
I'm gonna keep it really real. Abby just needs to get her some chocolate and call it a day.
Because you know what they say:
once you go black, you want it again and again and
she
again.
She said that. Did you guys catch that? He goes, "Well, you know what they say," and she just kind of was like,
"I feel like she looked at his feet." For
that's Giselle. That's what.
Did you see
that's
like,
what they
leave.
Were talking
probably
about.
Probably to see if they were sickled.
Yes, that's what she was like.
No, I know that's what they were talking about. I'm saying that they did.
Here's
that.
How I know once you go black, you never go back. Because I have been eating Dove black dark chocolate.
Oh, my God. I had no idea where that was going. And I got real nervous. And I was like, oh, my God, I hope he realizes that we're on AfterBuzz.
I have been having Hershey's dark chocolate all day today. And I did not even have the other chocolate. So that's how I know, you know,
Oh, that was you? I thought that was a sound effect earlier.
Shut up.
I thought
you didn't know it was.
I love how they're going to mute me. It was great. They're like.
So I thought the speed dating was a nice break from the studio. We got to see a little bit of Pittsburgh. Yeah. We got to see Abby's, another side of Abby's personality. The girl, the moms got to sit there.
Champagne in the limousine.
Yeah, the moms got to sit there and kind of enjoy themselves, although I was really jealous because they had bread, and I love bread.
You don't eat bread?
I eat bread.
Do you eat bread?
I love bread. Yeah.
Really?
I'm Italian. Yeah.
Oh, I would have thought I would have thought carbs was a no-no for you, Chris Congero.
No, I just work out.
Well, so what you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything. I'm like, I work out extra hard when I eat carbs.
Next question.
Don't you even turn your back.
Well, my next question actually is not a question. Just a little fun, exciting news for you guys out there. Our founders, our executive producers, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, have finally created and released a movie called Serial Buddies. I don't know if you guys have watched the trailer. Hopefully you have.
Yes.
It comes out this weekend in select cities, and so we hope that you all will go and check it out. Right now, the trailer and some sneak peeks are up on YouTube. It stars Maria Menounos, who's the host of Extra. She's so hot. As well as Kathy Lee Gifford, Beth Bears. There's the voice of Henry Winkler randomly.
Oh, the Fonz.
Yeah. I know.
Randomly.
Yeah, random. I mean, it is a little random. He's kind of been hiding for a little while.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be a mix between Dexter and Dumb and Dumber. So it's funny.
That's interesting.
But also a little mysterious. So make sure that you go and check it out amidst also rating us on iTunes. I don't know. iTunes? What did I just
iTunes?
Say?
iTunes? Rate us on iTunes 5 stars.
Please.
And also, as well, rate us on iTunes, give us 5 stars, leave comments because we love reading the comments, regardless of if they're good, we prefer the good ones. But if they're bad,
constructive criticism, non-mean ones. Yeah, like telling people what phrases they should and should not say.
I might be agreeing with that rating in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and you know what? Seriously. In 5 minutes, you can get that chair right there and put it outside, and you can see the other side of that dough and have a seat.
I'm already having a seat, though.
But you can have a seat on the other side of that dough.
Oh.
In case you didn't catch the little hint at the beginning, there was a user that told us, that gave us 4 stars and said that she would give us 5 if Tony over here stopped using the term "get your life."
And clearly,
and soon it's going to be having a seat.
I will not.
Clearly,
stop.
He's a little bitter.
I'm not bitter because I'm still using it.
But you seem bitter. Now you're using it in a bitter way.
I think, you know, we need to support Tony right now in this.
In this harsh time.
Yeah.
In his catchphrases.
Did this just turn into intervention?
Yes. We're detoxing you, Tony, from Get Your Life.
From all these catchphrases.
But a couple of shout-outs, though, on YouTube. Got a shout-out to Alejandra777555.
Don't call my name.
And T-MacGirl11, as well as Grant Thomas. On iTunes, Black and White Team. Raquel is a robot who says that she loves how we all have dance backgrounds in some way, shape, or form, which is true, whether we're active or whether it's in the past or
Chris has
long
been very
in the
active.
Past. Yeah, he is active.
I'm very active.
Hence why he just showed up last week.
Yes, I was working. So thank God.
Crazy Co said that she almost likes our show better than the actual show itself, which we love to hear. Also, shout out to Jay Waldorf, Abu Dhabi Dance Mom, and T. Douglas. 002.
Abu Dhabi Dance Mom. Work.
Hey.
Yes, good, honey.
Yeah. So let's move on to expression. No E.
Oh, wait. You already mentioned about the Chrissy thing. Never mind, you're good.
I haven't, but I'm saving it for news and gossip.
Now it's time for expression.
That Chrissy couldn't go on the thing.
Oh, yeah, about how she couldn't go on the party bus, the limo.
But she's such an instigator, though. She's always instigating stuff.
I did mention that why is Abby not want her to be there, but I guess really quickly going back to our little Love is War discussion, do we think that Jill deliberately invited Christy to humiliate her and disinvite her?
No.
Ooh.
There was no maliciousness there.
Possibly.
I think that Jill thought it was a good idea that all the moms get together and just like do this thing with Abby or whatever, and then suddenly there was a tiff. And even I was confused. I was like, why does she have such a big issue with Christy?
Yeah.
I mean, she has an issue with every single one of the moms in there.
I mean, that's embarrassing. She had to, she was all the way in the back of the limo. She had to, like, excuse me and, like, crawl over people.
She should have showed that. Oh.
That's, I mean, that's terrible. And then Abby, you know, you don't have to be mean like that, right? Like, you're grown ass
well,
women.
She said she wasn't going. I would have pulled that same thing. I am not riding in the limo with Jason J. Carter. Get him out.
Get him to have a seat outside the limo.
Are you going to stay where you are? Or are you going to put your headphones down again?
You know, I'm going to rise above. Like, I'm going to be Holly in the situation and just disengage. I'm disengaging.
And why are you talking?
You know what?
He's not engaging. Okay, let's talk about our cutie little favorite, Mackenzie.
Yes.
She's so cute.
She's so cute. Her little top is so tiny.
I know. And I've always wondered how they do that with braces with kids that are missing a tooth. Because she's got braces, but she's missing like five front teeth.
They have a little spring.
Oh, okay, gotcha. I was like, why is she missing like all her front teeth? But yeah, she's adorable.
She's so cute. There she is. Look at her.
And you know what? Believe it or not, for her being so young, Mackenzie really shows a lot of potential as far as being a really brilliant dancer in a couple years. Because she's doing like, she's executing almost as good as the bigger girls.
Yeah. She is.
She hits everything. Yeah. Like, and I'm very happy that she actually remembered her whole entire routine.
Right.
And then here comes one, two, three,
but
four.
But you know what, though? This is one thing that you can take away from,
are silly.
From Mackenzie. Is that, like, when you're that age, like, you just go with, like, whatever you're told to do, you do it. When you get older, if somebody tells you to do it, you're like, oof, I just don't know
but
if
also,
I can do that anymore.
It's not with everyone her age, though, either, because I feel like there are some kids that are her age that are just, you know, all over the place, their mind's everywhere, they don't know to listen, they don't really understand the corrections.
Well,
they
some adults,
don't
too.
Don't take corrections. Adults, too, but it is adults, too, like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're both going
lack
like this.
Of direction.
I think she overdid the pucker. I don't think she's totally there in terms of emotion. She only knows how to do the pucker, pout, smile thing. And this, the choreography, or the expression did not match. Thank you.
No, you're right.
If you're on iTunes, Tony just flipped his notepad and wrote, get your life on it.
No. Gee, it's get your life.
Sorry, like, get your life.
Get your life. Apologize. But you're right, Giselle. You're right, though, life. About get your a lot of
well,
the dancers.
Sorry, I'm Tony Moore.
Now we're doing impressions.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Gee, a lot of the dancers aren't,
take my coat off.
Aren't they're not it. On par with the choreography as far as emotion goes. Even Maddie, you know, Maddie always gives you the same, I'm in pain, I have
well, it's
bad.
Like a lyrical face.
Right, but you know, there's
that's
different.
A happy lyrical face.
Right, there's different
sad
faces.
Lyrical face. It, what a sassy lyrical face.
What it is that they're not genuinely connecting to what they're dancing to.
No.
Like, Chris, when you perform, do you give the same face over and over again, or you go with what you're feeling? Like,
he just kind of blank stares. I'm just kidding.
How dare you? I'm giving so many faces.
Right, but
so many looks.
But you channel.
Magnum.
I mean, even,
Blue Steel.
Blue Steel Tiger.
La Tigra.
Zoolander.
All of them.
But you, I mean, because you're older, you're able to channel whatever you're going through into your choreography.
Well, then don't think Mackenzie is going to be able to channel being exactly. in a relationship that love is war.
Right.
And, like, it's way too mature for her.
I understand.
Give her something cute. Give her something not as, you know, advanced as far as emotionally.
Or at least, Abby, if they're wanting to make sure that all these people have the same type of facials or whatever, have a workshop on just, you know, facial expression. My God. No, I wasn't going to say that. But
what's so funny?
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
facials.
Like, there's just so many things that these kids are lacking as far as, you know, the basics that could really elevate, them getting their life, you know?
You can really elevate the life getting.
Is it getting their life or is it getting they
well,
life?
Getting their life. Getting their life is plural for future life. It's like, it's all encompassing.
You know, I agree. I mean, sometimes you just gotta sit in front of the mirror and be like, what are you kids doing?
Right,
you know?
Exactly. I mean, Mackenzie.
Yeah,
really,
like for your face.
Mackenzie, oh my
don't
gosh.
Don't you watch you Top know? Model? They sit there.
Oh, so they should smize.
They should do everything. They should do anything and everything they possibly can.
I swear.
Let's talk about Kendall.
Giselle, you're right over there.
No.
Raise your hand, Giselle. Raise your hand. Giselle Heimlich.
No, I think I just need a tissue. let's talk about Kendall and Nia.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Well, hold on a second.
Pump your brakes, Timor.
Let's talk about Jill.
And her antics.
Do we think it was unfair of her to get these, quote, privates for Kendall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because just like the moms are saying, like, we're a team, they're a team too. So if Gia had a chance to work with Kendall, then they could have worked on it together to improve not only their own dance, but the dance itself. So I think it was Jill once again just trying to get Kendall ahead and wanting, you know, Kendall to outshine Nia.
Of course, I'm 100% in accordance with Timur. Yes, I think it was very unfair. You know, in spite of all what has happened between those two in regards to the previous duet, she should have been like, okay, you know what, Nia stuck it out with my daughter, blah, 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 let me help them both out. That's just being a good person, you know, and for Jill to just only care about Kendall. And I understand, you know, it's everyone for themselves, take care of those, take care of yourself. But in this instance, so, I mean, God, they've been through so much with the last duet and the drama with that. And poor Nia. Nia's sick this week, has bronchitis or Ebola or something. You know, it's like Jill should have at least taken that into consideration to make sure that they were both taken care of.
I see both sides, though. On the one hand, I see Kendall needs to constantly be improving, should get all the personal time that she can. It just so happens that she has this duet to work on with a lot of her tricks that would be, you know, good to
What
use.
Tricks did you see in Digging in You?
They did a tilt.
Okay, good point. But, you know, I also do sure, see how she should have included Nia in
she
there.
Should have been,
I just get confused because I don't understand their rehearsal schedule. It's like,
they got 2 days to learn everything.
But, like, you see them doing the group dance and all of a sudden they're working on a solo and then you have two solos being worked on at the same time. Like, do the girls just kind of...
It's just editing.
...sit in the room and wait for Abby to say, okay, we're going to work on this, like a show.
There's
or
probably
a play
schedule, you know.
Pulling, I don't know.
I just think it was wrong. Like, it wasn't... You don't do that. You want your private, pay the money, and have the
right.
teacher come in and get your own private. Mm-hmm. Don't do that and then have to make Nia feel like, you know, an outcast. Like, she's part of the duo. The
right.
duo is two people dancing together. So, that's like having a group dance rehearsal with two of the people there and improving them and making sure they're spot on and they're super in sync. What about the other people in the group? It makes mm-hmm. no sense. And Jill was like shiesty about doing it, like going behind and like dodgy. Like, she literally like went out and was like, oh, I'll go to the bathroom. And then she's out there. She's like, oh, I went to the bathroom and I came here. You didn't go to the bathroom.
I just so happened to run into her.
Yeah, and then like, Holly is like, aren't you glad I came out too? Holly comes in and handles business.
And Holly didn't really, really handle business. Like, she did, but she's so passive aggressive, I feel like.
No,
she is a piece of work.
No, when she took Jill in that corner and kind of laid into her after she did the what I call the cute mom smile, like how you know you're in trouble when your mom peeps in the room like, and then she takes you around the corner and be like, look. And she gives like real tight lip on you.
What did you guys think of Abby's reaction to the whole thing, wanting to maybe replace her with Maddie?
That was bad too. It was wrong to put Maddie, a child, in the middle of the situation to do it all, like, again, behind everyone's back and whispering about it. Like, mm-hmm. just be straight up. And there wouldn't be so much drama, but I feel like they thrive off of it.
Right.
Which is interesting because Jill was actually opposed to the Maddie thing. Because she didn't want to go against Holly, but she was for doing a solo and for having the private time.
Sure.
Thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I didn't like
didn't
the way,
pay off, though.
No, at all. And I didn't like the way Abby, I think Abby, it came across, maybe Abby wasn't trying to be catty or sneaky about it, but like you said, Chris, just be straight up. It's easier, people are more inclined to accept a blunt kind of explanation of something and deal with it like, oh, that sucked, but it is what it is, than to be sneaky or deceiving or
because then you got to go around and be like, well, what really happened? Well,
right.
what this? Like, just tell me straight up how it is, and I respect that more than having to hear it all around the block
right.
from 7 different people and from a child. You know, like, she's like, come here.
Right.
Like, don't do that. To what, a 10-year-old? How
yeah.
old is she?
And then true. Maddie's like, I haven't learned it all. And it's just, you know, there should be a level of trust within this team. You know, they're all, Abby's always talking about team. And she is always talking about team.
And what Jill did was the exact opposite of it.
Right.
And what Abby did
was
the
exact opposite
as well.
Abby
well,
and Abby went
life.
From saying, oh, it's not Jill, it's Gianna. And then she goes, well, Jill, you know, she's just doing what she can to make her daughter like a better dancer or something.
Yeah, Abby kind of stuck up for her, and I understand where she was saying, as you know, of course you always want the private lessons, you want more, you want this, and your kid should get it, but don't do it where it's going to affect someone else's kid. Right. And at the end of the day, it's hurting Kendall, too, because she's in that duo. So now she's doing something that the other one's not doing. It's going to be a mess.
Inconsistencies all around.
It was a mess.
It was better than the last one.
I was digging it.
I thought the last duo with... First of all, that concept was stupid. Digging, really? Like, what is this?
The plastic.
Really?
They looked cute.
I think that like that like booty pop thing.
No, yes, booty popping with shovels.
I didn't like that.
I did that too.
So awkward.
That's like booty.
Oh, you didn't like it? I liked that.
Oh my god, you guys are delusional. That's like booty popping.
No, I didn't like it.
Oh, okay, thank God.
No, I liked it.
Of course,
but it was something new. It wasn't a kick, a turn, a leap, a split, a flip. Like,
but
it was
good at it. It's not their thing, though. It's not their thing. Like, that's not their style.
But they should. They should learn how to
dance. They should
dance,
learn it. I
like,
agree.
Movement.
I agree.
Every dance company needs to teach their kids how to twerk.
Yeah, and I haven't twerked just like not just trick
the gospel
all the time. That's the biggest problem I find with Abby Studio and a million studios around the country is that all the kids trick.
Right.
You'd be like, step, leap, front, flip, split, down, boom. And it's like, got it. But then you're like, okay,
how do you move?
Here's
can
movement.
You groove? Can you groove?
Definitely can't groove. And
can we
movement.
See that demonstration?
And
again?
That's something that we saw a lot in Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition when they would be challenged with contemporary or hip hop. You can plug that later.
I just felt like it was just awkward, them dancing with shovels. It's like dancing with like workout medicine balls.
Hello.
It's stupid. You know what I mean?
Dig.
I don't think sucks, but.
Chris, they're reaching.
A
you're reaching.
Literal,
you know?
I wanted to go into what you said though, and you were spot on with that. Like, you know, it was hurting Kendall as well because if Neo is a hot mess, they're going to be graded together.
Right.
It's not going to make any sense. And I do think that every parent should want their child to get better. But like you said too, Chris, pay for that ish. You want private to pay for them. You know, it's available to you.
And like at the competition is not the time where you're going to like.
Time.
Like that's one of those things where it's like if you don't know it by now.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm all for going over it, but it's not like she's going to learn how to do her quad pirouette in those 3 minutes that she was with Gianna if
no
she doesn't
way.
Know by that point.
Boom.
Oopsies. Well, you know, it only made Maddie's solo look even better than it already was because she followed that, and she looked amazing. She was super connected. I wish she would have smiled instead of doing the expression that we always complain about. And then, of course, we had the group number where Nick was just so cute. He did about a zillion. Yes? Time out?
Yeah. Maddie. I wish that Abby would give... I wish these kids would dance to... Maybe they would emote a lot better if the music that they were dancing to would call for that. Like, we see Maddie all the time. Of course, her solos are good. She's giving you all these turns, her facials. But I also think the music is too soft and too... It's too... there's no kind of like why can't they dance to like some angry Alanis Morissette or
maybe a song that maybe some of them knew
right
or they've heard before
right you know
or
some
maybe
of them,
someone
the
else
lyrics,
that
write
we've
the lyrics
heard
out for them
you know like because Maddie's gonna have a great solo because she's technically amazing. Maddie's just a talented kid, but I think she would be even that much better if what she was dancing to meant something to her and she could relate to
or
it
or if she like loved the song like, if she's like yes I'm doing Call Me Maybe or whatever you know these kids are listening to but
you're right.
You know you always want to do a song you love and that speaks to you in some way shape or form.
I think that's why they did so well the week before
with a Beautiful Day.
Yeah.
I think Beautiful Day was dope though because the girls got together to do it for them.
That's
together,
what I'm saying,
you know what I mean?
Is that they felt like there was a piece of them in the dance.
Right. They weren't
even if it wasn't necessarily the music, but there was a piece of them that was on the stage and that made them that more excited.
Yeah.
That much more excited.
True, I agree.
Two words. Ball tour.
That was horrendous.
Wait, can we talk about the biggest thing on this episode? Which was Abby's hair. And I mean...
Okay,
when she walked,
experience.
When she walked into that competition, you said that she teased it and she hadn't combed it out yet.
Yes.
But there were people there. Like, you're walking into the competition with all the other studios and all the other teachers.
But
comb it out by
then.
I agree.
But she was in her sweats. It was probably really early. She hadn't even changed yet. Speaking from experience... I've been there. She was just waiting for it to fall. She didn't want it to fall too early.
Can you tease your hair for us next week, please?
Wait.
Or can I do it while we watch?
Did you see my Throwback Thursday on Instagram last week?
No, I missed it.
Can you come with a fro next week, Gene?
A perm.
Maybe.
A perm.
crimp. We should do a different look every week.
There you go.
I'll crimp my hair.
Maybe we'll start having themes. If you have any ideas for suggestions for themes, then maybe we'll think about doing that. Group number.
It was great. Nick Beautiful. Was awesome.
Nick
yeah.
was fantastic.
I didn't really get... I missed the... She explained the story, and I didn't really see it.
Yeah. Abby I was a little confused. The story was a little strange. Because she referred to Maddie as the mom and the dad, and then she referred to Brooke as the daughter and the mother. And then she was talking about, like, how she wanted to get married and how all these... kids were
missed it
and-
but I feel like Brooke should have been
missed it.
Brooke should have been dressed differently than everyone else because she represented a different character. I feel
like you know, looked sickly.
I think honestly with these group numbers, what I like, okay, going to Carnival for After Buzzers who don't know, who don't live in Los Angeles, Carnival is a showcase for
people still go
Sarah.
To Carnival?
Yes, they do. Carnival
yeah,
is
people go to Carnival. Yes. Carnival is awesome.
Awesome. Carnival is a showcase right for choreographers.
Carnival, like
don't
here in
LA. To
no, it's a dance to the choreographers.
And they do it in New York, too.
Right, and Japan, Australia. But what's cool about that, I like carnivals, I like seeing choreographers who don't have a theme. They don't have a theme. They don't go out there with, like, hey, we're going to be trees, and we're going to be, you know, they just say, we're going to go out there, and we're going to dance. I wish Abby would just choreograph a number without a backstory. Just, guys, here's a choreography. Kill it. Go out there and dance.
Or, like a simple theme. Like, what's right. a movie that's out? Like, when Mission Impossible was out, I remember my studio did, like, an incredible number. And it wasn't, a whole theme, but it was just, like, Mission Impossible.
But theme. I think...
elements, like, right?
An element. But I think people get carried away with the themes.
Because... No. Hold on, Tony. Because at the end of... the group number, Maddie's walking away, looking back and forth, looking really weird with Nick. And
they stayed in character.
It was all awkward. It was like, and let's talk about Nick real quick. Once again, to touch on Nick. Amazing.
Amazing.
Powerful.
Like, fuerte, jete, to the floor.
Committed. And he looked good dancing
Beautiful.
With them. It was almost as if one... The girls...
He felt it.
Right. They highlighted each other. It wasn't like, oh, there's a boy, there's a girl, great. It was like they were in sync. It was cohesive. It was organic. It was like the stars and planets, you know?
It was a new team.
Yeah.
In a different way.
Going back, again. I think it's very important to have a story because you can have a feeling that you're supposed to feel during that piece. It's important
poor
to have
little
story.
Guy, he couldn't go in the dressing room.
I feel, getting back to the story theme, I think a lot of people take it to an extreme. A, wait, and B, in college, they always wanted it to be, like, deep. Everything was deep. We studied gram, we studied balance, and everything was so much deeper. But if you were a gram dancer and you just went like this, it was,
it
like, the most
something.
Powerful thing ever. But then I get out there and do, like, a jazzy routine, and they're like, oh. And I'm like, listen, sometimes dance could just be for the sake of dancing and entertainment and movement that feels good.
That's
right. So that's like what you're saying.
I agree.
And I'm not saying always, but sometimes it doesn't have to be that deep.
Yeah.
Right. Abby, obviously, we're that's going by the said. Norm on the show. The norm on the show, Tony, the norm on the show is Abby always has a story and is set up for what they're going to perform to.
Right.
Sometimes you have to, you may get a better result. Not doing the same thing over and over again. You know what I mean?
Sometimes that's just how people have to
like
think of
up.
A theme or something to get them
Well, lesser
creative,
I mean,
keep their creative
I think she needs to think
flowing.
More about, no disrespect, but more about varying up the choreography and the actual movement as opposed to the theme, because every week she's like, oh, the theme and this and this person did this. It was so involved, but yet the choreography really isn't very different from week to week.
I was hoping, and one thing that we talked about with Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition, is that,
Show's over.
A lot of what we saw there, which was so different, and they always were changing things up. Yes, it was underneath
guest
an umbrella
choreographers.
Theme, but they had guest choreographers, different styles. They stepped out of the box. They played different characters. And I was hoping that Abby was going to take some of that back to the Abby Lee Dance Company. So when she really hasn't, she's doing the same thing. I mean, I don't know if she's just following the same formula. I don't know if she's scared to try it. I don't know if she doesn't feel like her dancers have the potential.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I guess. But I mean, it ended up being that, you know, she called this competition Tough Love. Mackenzie got second. Kendall and Nia got fifth.
Yeah.
Maddie, who Abby said she thought that they had it sewn up, that it was perfect and she was going to win, got second. And this group number that all of us were in love with, we were all gasping in real time. It got second.
About gasping.
I was gasping.
I think the costumes of the group number were on point. But I just love, I say it every week. They just dance so well together. It's like TLC. You know, they're better as a group. Destiny's Child, better as a group. Just kidding. no, but...
I mean,
you know, In Vogue, better as a group.
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys, for sure.
98 Degrees.
Justin Timberlake? No.
No.
He's
but
fine.
BSB? Yes. But, you know, they dance so well together as a group because you can each... They all have... It's so funny because you... It's like... Skittles. They're good. They all have their different flavors, right?
Right.
Once you have them all in your mouth.
Oh my god. Okay, let's get to some new.
Like, where are we going?
They taste great. So what I'm saying with Abby's team is that each girl has their strength that is amazing, but when they dance together, those strengths are all highlighted to become one group that looks
and that's a
exquisite.
Good choreographer.
Well, that's what right. a team is, yeah.
And that's why I think their group numbers should consistently win, because their group numbers are honestly consistently good. I think this
no,
season
they are
been really good.
Good.
I mean, do you guys get the Skittles reference? What I'm trying to say.
I do.
No, because I like pick out the flavors.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I like red
Skittles
and orange.
No, he's talking Skittles, not Starburst.
No,
Skittles. Really?
Skittles and red and orange. Yeah.
See, that's because he can't broaden his horizons.
All right, let's get to the new gossip slash predictions. Really short and sweet here. For the next 2 weeks. There will be two-hour episodes of Dance Moms. They're going to double up. And also, Asia from Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition will be joining the cast of Dance Moms.
Is that a prediction or is that truth?
This is the truth.
We're under news and gossip.
This is absolutely true.
Here's the reason why I'm not excited about that. Because you had just stated, if we thought that Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition would trickle over into Dance Moms to make it better, then... Awesome. But we're going to have Asia, who was a standout star from the competition show, come on to kind of boring Dance Moms now. What's the storyline going to be?
Like, I don't know, but she is going to fire that place.
Well, I'm hoping that's how you perform.
We thought Sophia would, though. And did Sophia know?
Sophia has other bookings.
But you know what? Sophia does have other bookings, but Sophia also brought an element of competition there that I think
she did.
Kind of sparked something.
Maybe.
I think with Asia, she is someone who is so fierce emotionally.
And that mom's hair.
But she's lacking technically.
But she can move, so she can dance and groove.
She can move, and so I'm hoping that with Asia coming on the show, that she will be challenged technically, and she will be in a classical setting.
I think they'll challenge each other, yeah.
And then hopefully, you know, if she doesn't bring Little Miss Pageant Patty Diva, the girls can also learn from her, bond with her, and see a different form of execution that they're not used to from somebody who is not only their age, but pretty much younger than most of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm willing to drink that coffee.
Any other predictions?
We're on the news and gossip.
Well, it was news and gossip slash predictions.
You're After Buzz TV.
I'm not doing any more predictions because I don't care.
Was right.
I don't care.
Jill was going to be up to her antics this week.
Same-ish, different show.
Maybe we'll meet this L.A. mystery guy of Abby's. That would be a great little episode.
L.A.
L.A. Methodist?
Take two.
Method? Giselle?
Yeah, I'm going to crumble.
He showed me the paper
that
said, get your life again.
Mm-hmm.
Tally
it.
Well... I'm looking forward to Asia being there.
I'm really looking forward to Asia.
I think Chloe's going to make it back on the pyramid, and...
Nia will recover from her bronchitis.
I think Brooke and Paige might actually make it up to tier two.
I for some reason feel like there's, with these two-hour episodes, I feel like there's another blow-up coming.
Yeah.
Oh, for
Thank
sure.
You. A storm has to be brewing somewhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, this week was too fun.
Right.
Something is about to spill over.
She's
the Katrina of drama, you know?
Hurricane Isaac.
Sandy of drama to come into Dance Mom too soon.
Too soon for Sandy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're from the East Coast.
I'm from Long Island.
My bad.
Oh, my gosh.
So sorry, Chris.
All right, well, thank you so much for listening to this week's recap of Dance Moms. Jason, tell everyone where they can find you.
You can find me online on Twitter at JDC Forever and also on Facebook at the Jason J. Carter fan page.
As well as RuPaul's Drag Race.
There you go.
Hey.
Monday night on Logo.
Hey.
And Tony Moore.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Lounging with Tony, or on my website, loungingwithtony.com, or you can check me out right here at AfterBuzz TV every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5 After Show. Also, check out my Harlem Shake video on YouTube.
Was that all of it? I just want to make sure you're finished.
And I'll end it with, get your life.
Chris Cangero.
Hey, guys, you can find me at Chris Cangero on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Chris, how do you spell that?
I was going for it. CRISCANGERO. Add me.
And hey, guys, it's Giselle Ugarte here. GISELLEUGARTE on most social media pages.
I got lost.
Spelling.
And you can also find me on YouTube, Sprinting Stilettos TV. This week, I have a partnership with CoverGirl giving away a prize package on Friday. So make sure you check out my channel. And we will see you right here next week, Tuesday at 10.
Easy breezy beautiful.
Bye.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.